This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. According to a new poll by NPR News, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, 64% of Americans support the use of military tribunals to try suspected terrorists who are not U.S. citizens. A similar large majority believes the tribunal should be allowed to impose the death penalty. And they do not believe that people convicted by the tribunals should be able to appeal to civilian courts. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
When the president announced his executive order to allow military tribunals, it took about 5 minutes for the battle to begin. Democrats and many Republicans, liberals and many conservatives challenged the order as usurping the civil or constitutional rights of immigrants. So we asked 1,010 Americans what they thought. Robert Blendon at Harvard's Kennedy School has studied the results.
I just never thought it would go this way.
Blendon says he thought Americans would reflect the division seen in the country's political leadership, but nearly two-thirds of those polled would allow the use of military tribunals for suspected terrorists. And he points out that the poll did not sugarcoat the definition of military tribunal. It said it can be held in secret. Evidence can be withheld from the defendant. The military judges can assign the death penalty.
And if you read that, I would normally say, well, even people who might support military tribunals might have felt this is a dangerous precedent. But even given that, people came down overwhelmingly for the military tribunals.
Congressman J.D. Hayworth, a Republican from Arizona, is not the least surprised by these numbers. He says people make a critical distinction between citizens and non-citizens. For example, people were asked if Timothy McVeigh should have been tried by a military tribunal for the Oklahoma City bombing. 70% said no, reflecting the belief that there are different standards. J.D. Hayworth.
The Constitution is not a suicide pact, and the American people don't want to see the United States Constitution bent and twisted and mangled and used as an instrument of destruction by enemies of our nation who are not citizens of this country.
People also make a distinction between terrorism and other crimes. 70% said non-citizens should have the same rights as Americans if charged with a crime. But nearly half of those who supported equal rights changed their minds when the crime was terrorism. Democrat Patrick Leahy, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says this logic falls apart when put in an international context. For example, when a U.S. citizen, Lori Berenson, was tried before a military tribunal in Peru 6 years ago, the U.S. government protested that it was a violation of her due process rights. Now, Leahy says, the U.S. is considering the same thing.
We are constantly calling on other countries that, where they've arrested Americans for whatever reason. Say, don't put them in a military tribunal, let's have this open, let's make sure their rights are protected. However, when it suits our purposes, we won't give the rights to your citizens that we're asking you to give to ours. I think it hurts us.
Especially as the U.S. tries to persuade other countries to help it round up terrorists. In fact, Spain has already said it won't extradite 8 suspects if they have to face a U.S. military tribunal. Military historians like Scott Silliman at Duke University say the American public has a tendency to tighten up on civil liberties in times of war, then loosen its grip. It happened after Pearl Harbor, when Japanese Americans were put in internment camps.
We tend to move the pendulum very far towards giving an administration, a president, maximum authority, just as we did President Roosevelt in World War II. As we move past that event, the pendulum tends to swing back towards a more reasoned approach to these things that we create, either by executive order, military order, or legislation.
But if the poll is any indication, the pendulum may take some time to swing back. Asked how long the war on terrorism would last, most people said more than 2 years. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.